Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Todd and I were drinking whiskey yesterday at 10:40 in the morning.
For work.
For work, though. It's a tough gig, man. We had to shoot a commercial, not a commercial, a little video for Templeton Rye and Screwball, which is that peanut butter whiskey.
We are paid spokespeople
at a bar in town yesterday for a little, but only take a sip because we were driving, obviously. But I wanted to sit there at the bar all day and drink whiskey. Once I had that little sip, I went, "Oh, this tastes good, and it feels good. Let's just stay at the bar."
Why can't we do this all the time?
That's why people don't retire. Because that's what they would do all the time. Walk down the bar at noon.
It's a breakfast drink.
There you go.
Number four.
Peanut butter is actually. Yeah.
Number four on the cookie list.
Yep.
Lesbian cookies.
Oh, you're trying to suck up now.
Nope.
But still, then you're still making the top three cookies straight cookies.
You don't know that.
Somebody said.
There could be an intersex in there.
Their theory of the gay cookie that you made number five, since there was only one cookie on the list, it could start out at one, and you have to shove it back eventually. So you're actually kind of defending you, saying if it's just one cookie on the list, it starts out at one, and you'll fill it in later.
But we all know it's not the favorite cookie.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Gay cookie. There's at least four others that he likes better.
The lesbian cookie is kind of redundant from the gay cookie. The gay cookie covers both male and female.
It's a little bit different.
All right.
There's a difference between gay... and lesbian. Gay is much more broad sweeping.
It's a lesbian cookie is shaped like a scissor.
It's a more inclusive recipe.
All right.
The lesbian cookie is a little more exclusive.
All right.
A few different ingredients. A lot of similar ingredients, but some are different.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah?
I'd eat a lesbian cookie, but they wouldn't want me to.
No, that's the problem.
You'd be upset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not for everybody.
No, they're not. They're not for dudes.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of opportunities.
No, they don't. Lesbian cookie here. Stay away. Damn it.
Yeah. Unless there's nothing else available.
Yeah. Well, the cookie has to say yes, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Desert island.
Right.
Something like that. Drunk. Experimenting.
Whatever. Right, yeah. Whatever it takes. As long as I'm in there, yeah.
She's going to hate it.
Yeah.
Or at least regret it after.
I got a full beard, too. That's probably the reason. Puss could do it. Could eat a lesbian cookie.
Puss has a full beard, too.
Did she ever hear those beard jokes?
I don't think she listens.
Okay.
I think she learned a long time ago.
Nick will see her this weekend.
Does she have friends who listen and then pass the show along to her? That's the worst.
You know they call you your husband?
Not that I've heard, no.
They call you the beard.
No.
Well, good.
She knows she's a beard.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And it's actually not even hammering her. It's actually hammering you, right?
You keep telling yourself that.
Nick calls her a beard. I don't.
Yeah.
I laugh when he does. Well, we all do. Nick says it more.
But you made a good point. She's going to be within arm's reach of all of you this weekend.
Well, it's Nick that brings it up.
Why is it hammering anyone? It's all a consensual relationship.
That's right.
Well, that's true. Puss once needs a beard, right?
The beard is who
she is. But I don't think in this day and age you need a beard. Just come out.
It's way more consensual than the goats.
Yeah. Yeah, goats can't say yeah.
Yeah, but we live in an area where people are steeped in tradition, Tyler. So we're going with that tradition.
All right.
And you lost interest in the backswing of your goat impression.
I just couldn't do the goat. I was going to do a goat, and I'm thinking, I'm not into it. So, it's not potato. I couldn't sell the goat.
The reluctant goat.
That's why I sound like a reluctant
you
goat.
You started, and then you just gave up middle.
You're totally right, Push.
That's a new category there. That's a bar name.
The reluctant goat?
If it includes animals, it's the reluctant goat.
I'll see the reluctant goat tonight. Cool. You're right, Puss. Exactly that's what happened there. I did not want to get into it. I'm thinking, I ain't doing a goat here.
And you were already there.
I was already there.
I mean, I saw you lose interest. Never mind.
Whatever. What else is going on?
You're familiar with Johnny Depp.
Yes.
It's his birthday today.
All right. Love Johnny Depp.
Yeah. He's 58.
I'd like to party with him. Well, I would have liked to party with him.
That might be a little intense.
I don't think right now we'd want to party. He would be partying way too much for me.
But
back in the day, I wish I would have partied with him.
Back when he was hanging with Hunter Thompson?
Yeah, those
days. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
Who else is in the picture with him and Hunter S. Thompson and the blow-up dolls? Is it John Cusack?
Yeah.
When they're in that convertible?
Yeah.
That would have been a fun night.
Yeah, because I love Cusack, too. Johnny Depp is 52?
Eight.
I'm sorry. He's not young. That's right. Oh, we're doing who's tall?
If you want to.
Okay, who's you with? Who else?
Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale.
Basketball commentator,
Dick's
Vitale.
Dick's older.
Dick's 82.
He's always sitting down.
Dick played ball in the back in the day. I'm going with, I think Depp's 5'10". I think Dick's taller. I'm going with Dick being bigger.
I'll go Dick Vitale
Dick
as well.
Is bigger.
I don't think Dick Vitale is tall at all.
I don't think he is either.
Dick was a coach. You're thinking of a Packer. Packer's short. Dick Vitale is not short.
And actors look bigger on screen.
Yeah, a lot of actors are short.
I don't think Dick Vitale is tall at all.
I don't think Johnny Depp is either.
No, Johnny Depp's standing next to Keith Richards. He's like 5'10", 5'9".
I was going to say 5'8", 5'9".
Maybe 5'8". Yeah.
I bet Dick's probably 6 foot.
Yeah, he's a 6 foot Dick easily.
Give me the answer here, Craig. I got to go
run Johnny Depp.
Oh, two Johnny Depps, two Dicks. I hope I don't lose this. I'm way too confident, and that means I'm going to lose.
God, this has backfired on me so many times following Tyler.
Your confidence is off-putting here.
So is everybody it is
off-putting.
Locked in now?
I even think it's off-putting.
Yeah.
I'm too confident. I shouldn't be confident.
Johnny Depp is taller.
Johnny Depp shows up at 5'10".
I was right about the height.
Come on. Okay.
Dick Vitale at to 82 shows up at 5'9".
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Fist pump.
Short Dick. Average size Dick, actually.
Yeah, he's average.
Yeah,
sure. We'll settle for that. Yeah.
And Puss had to run away.
He's mad at me.
he loses and just starts running.
He ran. He did actually run away.
Who's taller? One more time. I'm out of here.
I'm running away. Let me take the slings and arrows. Once again, this is like gambling for me. I don't enjoy winning as much as I hate losing.
That's right.
And actually, it's worse because I forget about who's taller a minute later. Nick hears it the rest of the day for some reason. He lets it stick
it
in his crawl the whole day. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
But he's a winner today, right?
Yeah, so far.
So far.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever get over Kurt and Courtney.
And I'm not, obviously, the audience won't let me get over picking a guy taller than Andre the Giant.
Deservedly so. But...
Oh, yeah, I deserve all the slings and arrows of that. But I didn't run away like Big Puss did.
See,
he actually ran away.
I have a short memory when it comes to all these games. Yeah. Actually, I have a short memory.
You lost an 8-inch blowout once. Which one? Who was the 8-inch blowout?
It was a bad one.
Yeah, who was
it? It still doesn't hurt as much as Kurt and Courtney because I was convinced. And there's pictures that, they just pop up on the internet and stuff. And he always looks shorter than her.
Yeah. Well, let it go. He's not.
Oh, no.
He's not going to let this go.
Yeah. No. Move on to the next play.
Well, at least you're not running away like a puss.
The thing is, he can hear
us. He can hear
us
the whole time.
And there's nothing he can say, about it. He's nowhere near us, but he can hear us.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Major League Baseball trying to figure out how to crack down on the doctoring of baseballs by pitchers.
I read a whole 4-page article in Sports Illustrated about this. Mm-hmm. They are chemists now. They're getting this down to a science.
Well, they were looking the other way for years, and what's happening now, this is what I heard from a baseball guy yesterday on the TV, and he was saying what's happening now is they're taking money out of the position player's pocket because these guys aren't hitting the ball as much.
Right.
And they're saying, okay, we got to stop looking the other way now. They were allowing little stuff, you know. So what? You got a little suntan lotion, maybe too much lotion, you know, just weird kinds of stuff. They're looking the other way. Some super glue makes the spin rate go quicker. I get it. And the players are not hitting the ball, and they're not getting big salaries now because they're not batting high averages.
The batting
average. So they're saying we better bring this back around.
Is at an all-time low?
Yes.
And the spin rate of the baseballs, which they can calculate now, is at an all-time high.
Yep. Wow. And it has increased here in the last couple of years.
Right. Yes. And a lot of them use like pine tar and sunscreen, but they're coming up with all kinds of different concoctions. Right. And people are talking. People talk to this guy, whoever did the piece in Sports Illustrated.
Well, they were looking the other way a lot because the cameras are on every baseball game.
Well, this has been happening since baseball began.
I know, but nowadays you can't hide it.
But it's not as elaborate.
But this has gotten to a ridiculous place because they just look at the baseballs and they're covered in goo.
And a lot of times,
and I don't know why.
Big Goose back, by the way. He ran away.
I don't know why. Just looking at a baseball that is full of goo, I don't know why that is not illegal, period.
I don't know either. You see it? This is not what a ball looks like.
Right.
Whose goo is this?
Yes.
It should be really easy.
It is.
To snag somebody, but they're
not. I don't know why they don't.
They're choosing not to.
Because the umpire touches the baseball a lot. He touches the baseball a lot. They only use a baseball for two, three, four pitches.
Yeah, and a lot of times, when they're done with that baseball, they will throw it into the pitching team's dugout.
Yes, and either team's dugout.
No, what I've heard is a lot of ones that are supposed to go in the pitching team's dugout, they somehow route it to the other dugout. So they think they're cheating.
Okay. But still.
But everybody's cheating.
Yeah.
And that's their... I heard somebody say, it was a player say, well, you want to just let us fill ourselves up with roids. Just cheat all you want.
Yeah. See, that's a bad idea.
You think?
Yes, it is.
Well, they're going to do it anyway.
Well, no, it's a bad idea.
They caught the roid guys.
You know. It's a bad idea. You do as much as you can
guys,
on that.
The big guys from back in the 90s.
That's a bad idea. Because, you used to have a Pinto, right? Yeah. And if you put a massive engine in that thing, the Pinto can't handle it, right? And you don't want to do that with humans.
Well, I don't think they should allow these balls to be cheated. That's a thing.
But that's a
because we need more hitting. Hitting in baseball. It's boring as hell.
Nobody wants a pitcher's duel.
Oh, see, that's their argument. The pitchers will say, "Well, I do this because it's taking steroids might hurt me, but if I can cheat this way, that won't hurt me. Then I will cheat."
Whatever.
So the
baseball,
what if
baseball,
they just not cheat?
Baseball attendance and viewing is down, and this is a problem. Nobody's hitting the ball.
It ain't cheating if you don't get caught, and you're not trying if you're not cheating.
Okay, well, the only solution then is to let the hitters cheat or you know, enforce the rules on the pitchers.
Well,
suspend some people.
Enforce the enforcement of rules.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do
I. And they're saying that they're going to, but if you can just walk out there and grab a goo-filled ball, then they're not doing anything.
Of course, you're not complaining out there. Hey.
Nah, as long as I'm getting grabbed.
Yeah. A goo-filled ball.
Yankees ace Garrett
Cole. Some people prefer those.
Yankees ace Garrett Cole got asked the question. Let's see here. He said he was asked if he ever used a sticky paste called Spider Tack while pitching. And Garrett Cole stammered and answered, I don't quite know how to answer that.
That means yes.
Well, that's a yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that
means I do it. It's yes.
But it's like they're looking the other way, so I'll just say yeah.
I mean, he might as well have just said no.
I mean, they talked to a few pitchers who said, well, you know, I couldn't do that. I'm too moral. I don't want to cheat. But, yeah. It seems like 90% of them are.
Well, it sounds like if you want to keep your gig, you got to just play on the same playing field.
Right,
you know,
right,
I mean, if that many guys are doing it, you're going to lose out if you're not.
Yeah, they got to start suspending them.
Whoa.
Yeah, Craig. Craig.
So the other night, while we were watching the Huskers in Arkansas in the bottom of the eighth inning where I tuned in, I had the presence of mind to press the record button so I could go back and watch it again last night.
Right.
Oh, no.
It was a great inning.
Oh, good. Yes, it was. I thought so.
It was fun. I watched that whole game. Yeah.
I might go watch it again tonight.
Go Hogs. Again, I would say.
Screw you guys.
You watch it again tonight.
I'll watch it again tonight and maybe post it on the Husker Power page of Facebook.
They'll love it.
Enjoy it.
Singer, director, and choreographer Tiana Taylor is making history by being named Maxim's Sexiest Woman Alive.
She's worthy.
She is the first black woman to have this title.
But I haven't seen her. Obviously, she's hot.
She's also a mother of two.
You know what she looks like? She looks like the sexiest woman alive.
Is she an actress? Or a singer?
Singer, director, choreographer.
Yeah, I don't know any of those, but was she just hot? That's all I care about.
Yes.
All
right. No, she's a total. She's a total pig.
Maxim pig. Yeah.
She's, are people pissed?
Maxim has changed her standards.
So
they decided that the piggish people.
I stopped getting Maxim in the mail because it became, there wasn't even articles after a while. It was just bad, just glossy photos of hot chicks, which is okay, but you know.
That's what Chive is for.
Yeah.
Well, if it's in that weird in between where there's no good article,
right,
but she's not naked,
why?
Yeah, well, what's the
why?
Point?
What's the point, man?
Yeah, as an adult.
Yeah, I'm an adult. I want a good article or somebody naked.
You can only rub those axe samples on your arm so many times before they go away.
Exactly. I used to get Max. I used to buy Maxim for my plane flights too.
Yeah,
but then I got there's no great articles there anymore. The articles aren't even non-existent.
Yeah, you'd buy a Maxim, you'd sit down on the plane, and before you take off, I'm done with that.
When I first met Christy, she was getting Maxim magazine, and I said, "What do you get Maxim magazine for?" And she liked the jokes.
Oh God,
really?
They had a joke section.
I don't remember that.
Oh, that bode well for you.
Yeah,
she thought those were funny.
Cool.
You were hilarious.
She also thinks Todd's funny. Yeah.
You were hilarious.
We've got a low bar.
I do want to see this woman though. I'll check her out here in a second.
I'll post a link here.
Yeah, post a link to her. Yeah.
I found one. It's got like an embedded Instagram post here where you can click through some of her photos.
All right. Good to know.
Sad news for Wheel of Fortune fans. Apparently, Pat Sajak's dog passed away.
Oh, yeah, I think he mentioned
it. He announced this on the air.
Right. I heard it.
That's too bad for
Did
Pat.
Did they show a picture of the dog?
Oh, he wanted to commemorate Stella's memory by sharing photos of happy times with her at the end of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, see, I wasn't looking at that. I heard the noise in the background, but I wasn't looking at it.
Yeah, so.
Well, things got real on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's a very special episode.
It was.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
It was, really.
It really was.
Yeah. It's usually an escape. Like, did they even mention 9/11?
Yeah. No, they don't.
Probably not.
There was a Pantera question on Jeopardy, Todd.
What?
Yeah.
Was that recently?
Yeah, it must have been. It was made to the internet yesterday.
Was there a Pantera answer?
I don't remember. It was a question. Who sang something, and then it was Pantera.
Yeah. I'm only a few days behind
And I'm guessing whoever was on that show didn't get it right because they're nerds.
Right.
Okay.
What was the question?
The, let's see. Pantera's vulgar display of power and Motorhead's No Remorse made Rolling Stone's top 100 albums of this genre.
Oh, if you don't know heavy metal, so what? Anybody get it right?
Answer metal or heavy metal?
Metal. Yeah, okay. Metal was the answer.
Somebody had to get that. Some geek had to at least get that, right?
Yeah. Well, the link here just takes it to the list of the 100 greatest metal albums of all
what
time.
What is taint?
Yeah. So, nope, it's metal.
Yeah. Maya Bialik's doing a good job, by the way.
All right.
But she's no Buzzy Cohen.
And she's no Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, by the way.
I think she's better than Aaron Rodgers.
All right. That's his job if he wants it.
But Craig said they're going to pick somebody by the end of...
I think before the new season.
Yeah. So that means they have somebody in mind.
Of course they do.
I think that means they've already picked somebody.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, you let me know, Todd, because I refused to watch it once Sajak's dog died.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
So you're done with Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Whoever they pick
is
the host.
Oh, and Alec died too, by the way.
The host is never bigger than the game.
Yeah. Trebek was bigger than the game.
No, he wasn't.
I think he was.
I don't think so.
That's why we were watching.
He's an iconic host, but not bigger than the game.
Out of Vero Beach, Florida, about 9:10 in the morning at a park with a children's play area. You know,
this can't be good, huh?
The whole children, you know, with the...
Like a playground.
No way this is good.
The playground, the tunnels, the this, the that, the other thing, you know, all the things to climb on.
Right.
That at 9:10 in the morning, Sharon Finley was laying with her back, laying on her back, face up, with her jean shorts pulled around her ankles, with her spread apart and everything exposed.
Get that finger all up in there.
She was in the children's crawling tunnel with another gentleman.
Yeah.
Well, at least they were trying to get out of sight.
Humping in the tunnel. That's a good point, Todd. But some kid comes sliding down there. Oh, no. Goo everywhere.
What are we, a baseball game?
This tunnel's greasy.
So Sharon was laying with her back.
So Sharon, I bet.
Laying on her back, face up, the jean shorts pulled around the ankles.
What's the last name again, Craig?
Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y.
She better be hot, because jean shorts around ankles, like the cutoff jean shorts are what chicks wear, with a phrase. That had to be hot.
Not particularly.
Oh, damn it. So big jean shorts,
and everything was exposed.
Oh.
Jermaine Jackson was on top of Miss Finley, with his face within her.
Oh. I get it. You mentioned this off the air. This
asked
is the story.
What they were doing. Miss Finley told the cop that the couple was making out.
Yeah.
Mr. Jackson was more direct. He said, I was eating some.
Oh, my. Jermaine Jackson.
Where was this story out of, Craig? I'm having
Vero Beach. Sharon Finley, F-I-N-L-A-Y.
I think that's the name of her Jermaine Jackson song.
Yep.
I was eating some.
Police also found a bottle of Gulf Crest vodka and a couple of cans of Four Loko.
Hey, don't give vodka a bad name. It's the Four Loko's.
I've never heard of that vodka.
Gold Crest vodka?
Gulf Crest.
Gulf Crest. Yeah. No, I'm not familiar. Yeah.
Finley reportedly explained that we were both drinking the Four Loko and vodka. You only live once.
I'm for all this, except 9:30 in the morning at a kid's playground. But, you know.
Yeah, the location's the problem.
Next time I'll examine the bottom shelf a little more to see if the Gulf Crest vodka is there.
Okay, but you might want to rethink where you're doing this, because they were each busted for possession of an open container.
Yeah.
That was it. There were no additional charges related to the crawling tunnel because there were no further complaints of people who reported seeing them.
Who left the snail trail in the tunnel?
Yeah.
Sharon?
Right. Nobody saw.
Yeah, so they were just busted for the drink in the open container.
What's she look like, puss?
Not hot.
All right, put her up.
Doing that right now.
What's Jermaine look like?
Grateful.
Yeah. Has he held up? Is it actually the Jermaine Jackson?
No.
Okay,
no.
He's probably about 65
now. That's disappointing.
Now, this guy's only 44.
65-year-old Jermaine Jackson.
Yeah. Similar to the rest of his brothers. Yeah.
Good story, Craig. Quality stuff.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.